is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Today's guest is a really good friend of the show, and all of us in the autism community really like to call him a friend, a mentor, and just such an inspiration to all of us, a good friend of our show. Dr. Stephen Shore, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Now, it's great to have you back. I know you've been super busy. We were trying to have you come on the show several times, but you've been traveling all over. Just start off what you've been up to in the last, 6 months or so.
Yeah, well, I think travel and preparing for successful transition to adulthood. I think those two are the name of the game for the past several months and where I've been focusing on. So, for example, recent travels include trips to Saudi Arabia twice, that is, Ireland and England, and now preparing for a couple of trips to Russia, Qatar, and Portugal. So at this point, I've got 6 continents down across 32 countries, and I've only got 4 states left in the United States to cover before I can say I visited them all.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Now, so what is some of your experiences like, especially, going to, Saudi? How was your experience there and some of the things you were able to do?
Oh, well, going to Saudi Arabia, that was mighty interesting. A very different place than anywhere else that I've seen. And one of the first conference I was at was put on by a parent group. There were about 1,500 people there. And as I found everywhere else, people on the autism spectrum, they're the same wherever I go. Their parents, educators, anybody else supporting these individuals on the spectrum, they have the same desires and wants and needs in terms of supporting those with autism that we have in the United States. However, there are differences, and the differences tend to center on awareness of autism in the first place, and then secondly, what do you do about it? What can we do to support individuals with autism? And at the same time, there's the importance of remaining culturally relevant when I give my presentations and provide recommendations.
When did you find that very difficult to do for you?
Not horribly difficult. It just meant asking them, wherever I am, about the culture. So, for example, when discussing lifelong preparation for employment as part of successful transition to adulthood. In the United States, we can talk about assigning chores and household responsibilities to children on the spectrum and off the spectrum as well. everybody should have a certain amount of responsibility around the house, such as feeding the animals, taking out the trash, keeping your room clean, or whatever it might be, because there's a lot of similarities to those chores with employment, in that with both, you have to do them on a regular basis, they have to be done to a certain proficiency, and you have to do them whether you like it or not. However, that type of discussion and recommendation has to be modified for perhaps for our countries where children don't have these types of chores or jobs, possibly because it's expected in that culture that a family will have somebody to help them with these things. So that recommendation would not be culturally relevant. And there are other cultures where teenagers don't work. So we need to find other ways in which to instill a good work ethic. And that's just a small piece of the employment issues that I address when talking about employment, which is just a part, but an important part of successful transition to adulthood.
Yeah, that's a real big problem, as you know. I mean, that's everywhere, I guess. You know, that's a global issue right now.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And that's one of your goals in going out there and talking to groups for the transition. And, you know, after you finish your presentation, like, for instance, just in Saudi, how is some of the response from the audience and the members that were there?
It's a good response. People appreciate what I have to offer. I think they appreciate that discussion is coming from within the autism spectrum or somebody on the autism spectrum. And I feel very fortunate that I have the ability to combine my personal with educational and practical experiences in supporting those on the autism spectrum.
Yes, you know, absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, you're one of the few people that are able to do that, you know, and you give so many people hope. I mean, you know, they go to these conferences and after, you know, meeting you and hearing you speak, you know, they feel empowered. I think you empower a lot of people that, you know, they have a lot of hope that, you know, their child, whether they're a parent or they're an individual on the spectrum themselves listening to you speak, you know, and realize
right.
that they're capable of doing a lot more and, you know, that there is a bright future for them with a lot of hard work and, you know, the right tools. I guess that's the other thing is, you know, you also give them pointers and tips on some of the tools that are important.
Right. And in different countries, things are done differently. So, for example, in Saudi Arabia, at least based on what I can gather, services for children on the spectrum tends to occur in hospitals. And it's not they're trying to use medical procedures to support or cure autism, as some people try to do. But that's where you'll find the OT and the speech and language and the support similar to what we find here, possibly at a different level of advancement. But it occurs in hospitals and not in schools. So that suggests looking at finding ways to include children with autism in education.
Now, did you find certain countries that you visited a little bit behind some of the, like, lacking in several areas that need more help? Did you find, like, one particular country that you visited recently?
Well, I think it's more about regions of countries. So, for example, when I went to Brazil, I found a pretty significant lack of services. But at the same time, the conference was held in a school for children with autism that was pretty much state of the art. And what I find is everywhere where I travel, or just about everywhere I travel, I find these pockets of best practice or near best practice. And often that's done by a set of parents who get together They put together usually what they refer to as a center, and their children receive support and education. And some of them are doing some really good things that we can learn from.
Oh, that's interesting because, you know, that's, I guess that's what makes the United States so different is that, you know, most of the states here in the U.S. have, you know, special needs programs in some of their public school systems as well as private sectors.
Right.
They're provided. So I guess, like you said, in Brazil, it's an actual center where they actually go to, and I guess probably people travel from far distances to go there as well, I guess.
Right.
And I guess as far as funding, I mean, is that would be a privately funded center? Like, do parents have to pay to go there, or is that something?
I think they have to. Well, the ones the parents put together, I'm sure they're putting in their own money to rent the space and buy the equipment or build the equipment. There generally doesn't seem to be much funding in the way of providing support like we find here. And that may be because a lot of countries have yet to enact a special education law.
Right, right. And so far in your journeys, you know, what is your next plan or your next step that you're looking to take to these conferences?
Well, next steps is to continue what I'm doing to help people in other areas build capacities for assisting those, supporting those on the autism spectrum, and also where I can, meeting individuals with autism and letting them know that we're all in this together, they're not alone, and together there's a lot of hope for leading a fulfilling and productive life.
And that's so key. I mean, just what you said, Dr. Steven, that's probably the most important thing is the hope and knowing, you know, believing in themselves, you know.
Right.
And, you know, you're, like I said, you're such an inspiration to them and, you know, they look up to you. And like I said, you know, you take out your time to really spend time with a lot of individuals and you'll take a lot of extra time and even stay in touch with a lot of people, which is wonderful. You know, you really made this a lifelong commitment to the community, and you know, your works are amazing. They speak for themselves. Now, when do you have any conferences coming up here in the U.S.? When are you coming back here for a while to stay?
The next conference in the U.S., I just got back from one in Little Rock, and the next one that's coming up, I'm going to look that up right now. I think it's going to be April 5th in Topeka, Kansas.
Wow.
So I'll be speaking over there. That's the next U.S. conference. There's one actually on March 30th up in Montreal, but Canada is not part of the U.S., so I guess I can't include that one.
Well, no, it's all North America, so.
Yeah, it's still North America.
So people that are up in the upper north of the U.S. can sometimes either travel right into Canada, too, for something like
right.
that, to see a conference with Dr. Steven Shore. If you're a parent or educator, you know, I've had the privilege of you know, witnessing one of his wonderful conferences personally, and it's just a remarkable, phenomenal thing. You know, people are still talking about that conference when, you know, the experiences and the lessons and exercises that you do to really give some insight to what autism is about. And for people that have, you know, really don't have an idea, it's a real eye-opener because you have the ability where, like you said, you have that unique gift where you're able to explain a lot of things now that when you were younger, you know, you couldn't because you were nonverbal, you know, as a kid. And but you have a lot of memories of those things.
So, and that's my goal, is to use those memories and use my experiences of the past and right now as well, for helping others on the spectrum.
You know, last time we talked, you were mentioning that you were working on another project, another book, actually. Where do you stand right now with that?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of ideas that are floating around. One is I'm working with a colleague to explore challenges and how people on the spectrum and with other disabilities have overcome challenges in order to be successful in college, because that's one of the next great frontiers. College education for those with autism and by extension with other disabilities. And what supports can we provide in order so that people on the spectrum and with other disabilities can be successful in the college experience? And what I mean by that is providing services for people who are ready to go to college. Because sometimes there are people, and whether they have disabilities or not, they just may not be ready for college at a particular time. So it's keeping the standards, the academic standards, and finding a way to provide the support so that those standards can be met.
Oh, that's great. Well, we definitely look forward to that when it comes out. We'll definitely have you back when your book is released. Also, we want to put out there, I know you have a bunch of websites. I know you'd like to get them out there. I know you have a question section on your Autism Experts page. If you want to give out some of those links, we'll also, of course, post all those links on autismradio.org, Dr. Stephen. But would you like to give them out to some of the listeners?
Oh, sure. I think probably the best link to give out is my autismasperger.net. website, and from there people can find my books. If I manage to update my travel schedule, you'll find that there too. And also I have a number of articles. I recently posted an article on teaching individuals on the autism spectrum how to play musical instruments, so that's the latest one.
Well, that's exciting. We'll definitely put that out there, and we know that you're just helping so many and touching so many lives and changing lives, with all your work. Not only that, you're a professor at Adelphi, and you're teaching, the future educators of special needs also,
Right.
So you're doing a lot of great work in the community, and we just can't thank you enough. And, we'd like to know if there's anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we go, Dr. Strewer.
Well, I think the most important thing to keep in mind is that the potential of those of us on the autism spectrum is just like that of everybody else. It's unlimited potential. And the challenge for us, all of those who are working with, for, and supporting those on the spectrum, is to find a way to access that potential.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's, very, very well said. And we really, thank you so much for spending some time today on Hope Saves the Day with us, Dr. Shore. I know you have such a busy schedule, and I know we tried to get together several times. But we're just really thankful to have you on. And, there's a lot of parents out there that, listen to our program that might not have an opportunity to, come to one of your conferences, either whether, financially, or they're just so far away that, there's not a conference near them. It's really, wonderful that you have your website where they can go and read about a lot of stuff that you do at your conferences, and also get a hold of some of your great books that you have as well that you've written. And those books are great tools. I know a lot of the schools here in New Jersey particularly, they use your books a lot for references. A lot of times, a lot of the teachers and professionals. So, you're helping them a lot. So we can't thank you enough for all your work.
Oh, well, it's my honor to be able to do that. And I guess in the category of latest new things is that there's been a recent release of a short video clip of the work that I'm doing in autism. It was produced in New Zealand last year, and it was just released a month or two ago. And I have emailed you the link to that because it's too long and ugly to repeat on the air.
Okay, well, we'll definitely put that right on the website page on autismradio.org, and you'll be able to view the video right there, right on the interview. So that'll be great, but we appreciate that for sharing all your great experiences, and we look forward to having you come back and let us know how your trip to Russia goes.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I look forward to when we're back on the air together.
No, thanks so much, Dr. Stephen Shore, and we really appreciate him spending some time with us today on the program on Hope Saves the Day. Just such a great wealth of knowledge and such an inspiration, and really we consider him a good friend to all of us in the autism community. We just love you so much, Dr. Shore, and thanks again.
Well, thank you.
We'd like to thank all our listeners as their continued support here on the program of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to thank everyone and also wish everyone a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
As a public school teacher, I know that every child deserves to have a voice. My name is Courtney, and I am an independent consultant with Jamberry Nails. Through my partnership with Autism Radio, any purchase made on my website that is connected to Support Autism Radio, 20% of all profits will be given back to this beautiful organization. If you would like to show your support, please consider making your purchase today.
My name is Muffer Resmo, and I have autism. I see, think, and feel things differently in life, and see the world much differently, and from a very different point of view than others. For example, the other day, I saw my two friends have a fight. It made me very sad to see two friends not being kind to one another. The ballerina friend and the teapot friend had an argument about which is better to show more happiness. The ballerina friend loves to dance a lot and thought that dancing was best for happiness. The teapot friend loves to have big tea parties and believes decaffeinated organic tea parties were the best for happiness. I came to them and said, "My name is Muffer Resmo, and I have autism. I see two friends fighting over what makes them happy. Do you see that my head is upside down? I see things differently, from a different point of view, and I want to show you how to find happiness for each other's favorite things. Real friends are able to enjoy each other's favorite activities and hobbies and spend time to make sure each friend has a special time. I wanted to teach the ballerina friend and the teapot friend to start to see and understand that everyone likes and loves different things. Being kinder, more compassionate, and loving to each other is the way to true happiness. Please visit my world and friends at myimagiville.com. Again, that's myimagiville.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Mark Leland, and I just wanted to stop for a moment and thank you so much for all the love and support through the years for the song Missing Pieces. It's been my joy and my pleasure to give back and support the cause of autism. Thank you so much, and God bless.
December evening, in a room of heavy breathing, when I looked into a little baby's eyes. Like the ships that sail the ocean, He had captured my emotions, wrapped them up just like a gift at Christmas time. I thank the Lord above that he was mine. I prayed to God that everything was fine. And after months we saw him changing, Nathaniel's speech was rearranging. So we took him back to see what they could find. And after ironing out the creases, they came up with missing pieces. And they told us that autism's on the rise. I looked into my little baby's eyes. Promised him to find the reasons why. Now I lay him down to sleep. I pray the Lord my son could speak and make him strong where he is weak. This I ask of you. Just like him, there's many more that need our help to win this war. And who knows what might lay in store to help them make it through. Doctor says there's so much more to do. Put the pieces back together, but it's up to me and you. So now we lay them down to sleep. We pray the Lord they all could speak and make them strong. Weak. This we ask of you. 'Cause now we know there's so many more that need our help to win this war. Who knows what might lay in store. Help to make it through. Yes, who knows what might lay in store. Missing peace is me and you.
See your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. day. I want to show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you to the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.